My message to the people of Gaza. Our heart is broken what's going on in Gaza. Jewish people, people looks like me, Hasidic Jews all over the world, are standing with you together. We are feel you suffering. And we await and we pray to God for a free Palestine and for a free Gaza completely. We are not supporting the state of Israel. Since its creation, Jewish people standing up against the state of Israel. Jews not agreeing with the state of Israel at all. Jews wants to live under a Palestinian government like we live for many of centuries. This is not a religious conflict at all. The Muslim people have no problem with Jews. They have a problem with occupiers. We was in Gaza. We met the leader of Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh. He declared very clearly, we have no problem with Jews as loyal citizens. We have a problem with occupiers. Jews were the ones to leave without any aspiration to take over the land are welcome here in Palestine, are welcome in Gaza. We know that. We, for centuries, we live together, we have a brilliant life in all the Muslim countries. And even today, Jews live peacefully in all the Muslim countries. So this is not a problem of religion. This is not a problem of anti-Semitism. This is not a problem Muslims against Jews at all. This is against occupation, against genocide. When you're looking on a problem, you have to go to the root. You can't cover up a problem just with oppression and with killings. The root of the problem here is the occupation. And this should be rectified. The land should be given back for the right owners, for the Palestinian people. Then Jews and Muslims can live together, peace and in harmony. In a message to the governments of supporting Israel, like our government here, the government in UK, the government in USA, we plead to them. We understand you are helping Israel because you think you want to help Jews. Very nice. We are thankful. However, you have maybe a good intention, but what you're doing is completely wrong. Helping the state of Israel is not in any way a help for the Jewish people at all. Israel only brings bloodshed after bloodshed on the whole region. Just imagine how it looks the Middle East without Israel. It was such a nice place, a place of coexistence, all the religions, all the people. Israel just bringing bloodshed after bloodshed. If you want to help the Jewish people, please sit down, find a way to bring a peaceful dismantlement for the state of Israel. Then Jews and Muslims can live together under a free Palestine. We hope and we pray to God that this will be soon in our days. We can live together. I have just mentioned, according to the Jewish religion, Jews are not allowed to rule any country. God sent us in exile. I know that the Zionists waving all time the flag, the promised land. But what they're ignoring is that in the Torah it's written that the land was promised only under certain conditions. If we keep a high moral of life, if not, it's written in the Torah many times that we will be exiled. And when you look in the books of the prophets, you see that we were exiled by divine decree. So going out of exile is a rebellion against the Almighty. People what believing in God cannot do such a thing. Jews are in exile. If we remain in exile, we are not forcing out against the decree of God. We are waiting of the coming of Messiah. And don't mistake, Messiah will not be another Netanyahu. He will not be a killer of innocent women and children. Messiah will come not with a power, physical power. He will come with the power of spirit in the heart of all of us. He will turn the heart of all of us to serve the same God in harmony and peace. We hope that the state of Israel will come to an end and to a peaceful end, and we live together in a free Palestine.